afternoon on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the grave. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hey, this is Homer Simpson saying howdy to all the girls out there in Radio Land.
Crossed over, if I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon and welcome to the, holy cow, next to last day of November. In 2 days it'll be December. And I mean in a blink, it'll be the dullest time of the year. After the first of the year is the dullest. It's just like, you know, you wish you could be a bear. And hibernate, yeah. And wake up in April.
And February.
Or at least the middle of March.
February's the worst.
See,
month.
And
February's a horrible.
I'm odd man out here. I disagree. I can't stand that heat in the summer.
You're not a man.
No,
we're not getting in the heat this
morning. No, you're talking about dreary.
No, we're talking about there's
dull.
Nothing going on, and it's dull, and it's just the dead zone. And anybody would agree it's the dead zone.
No, not
that's
anybody. No.
That's the end of it.
I'm the minority here.
Hey, if February is so great, how come there's only 28 days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
even the people that created the calendars hated it.
Yeah.
What does that tell you? Before we get to the birth segment, I have to say that if you are a parent, you know that one of the hard things to go through is to watch your kid be in pain. And every parent has watched a kid be in pain. My daughter this morning had all of her wisdom teeth pulled, and while she's there, had a titanium screw drilled into her jaw for a permanent implant.
Ooh.
She came back home today. I said, oh my goodness, how'd it go?
No.
I said, how do you feel? Oh God. You know, and I don't know what either she's all numbed up or who knows what they pack in. I don't know what's in there. She said, you want to take a look? I said, no, I don't have to see it. You might hurt yourself opening your mouth. She kind of crawled off to bed and watch a movie.
But people have to know, if you're not feeling well, and you're in this room with Frank, or you just, I don't know, something hurts, or you feel sick to your stomach. I mean, he can make you laugh, and he makes fun of you not feeling well.
Oh, I made her laugh. I
but
had her
do
laughing.
You do that to your daughter?
Oh, yeah.
Here she has
poor
teeth extractions.
I had her laughing before I left the house. I said, I got you a present. I got you a present because I knew you were having a tough time. Bag of jawbreakers.
Some taffy.
Some hard candy.
Taffy.
And she started laughing. I said, yeah, it'll help if you chew on some ice.
Was she laughing like, darn?
And you know what? The truth is, both the boys had their wisdom teeth pulled. I've never done it. It really, it's like a root canal or anything else. They've gotten it down to where it's not a big deal. You know, she's going to be sore for a day or two, but I remember when the boys had theirs done, I was amazed that you know, 72 hours later, not even that, 48 hours later, they were back to fairly normal life.
Yeah.
I mean, they eating, and it's unbelievable.
Well, my son Gary has to have it done over the Christmas break. But
what, wisdom teeth?
Wisdom teeth extracted, yeah, all four.
But see, how do you know? Did they start hurting?
Here's the difference between Karen, Dr. Karen Dale, and everybody else. Anybody else would have said had them pulled. She said extracted.
Well, yeah. But they really don't want to pull them. They have to surgically go in and cut. And,
yeah,
and
yeah, you're right.
You say pulled, people get the idea.
I think of putting it straight around it, and the, you know, the stooges opening or shutting the door.
But do they start hurting? Is that how you know that they have to
come
out?
No,
not
they take an x-ray, and I don't know, you know, I've never understood it. Your wisdom teeth has come out. I've never known what it is that's the indicator that, well, they have to go. Mine are in there. I still have mine.
Still in there. And my dentist told me a long time ago, he said, well, you have room. You have plenty of room
that's
for your wisdom
teeth.
That's a big
part of it, yeah.
So if you've got a big mouth, you've got room. That's why we have ours.
Yeah.
Karen, you ought to have yours.
Karen should have about six sets.
I have to tell this. When I had my wisdom teeth taken out.
You mean extracted?
Yes, I do. Trying to.
I'm just taking out me.
It was over the 4th of July holiday. And
that's a good story.
Well, yeah, no, I'm getting to it. You know, and they send you home, and everything, you know, is packed with all the gauze and the cotton, and, you know, you're kind of oozing from all four places, and it's really, really icky. And I'm laying on the couch in the living room.
Like your mouth has never oozed before.
While you're laying on the couch.
Yeah, I know. I always tell myself a story. Oh, this is so wrong. So, 4th of July, and my sister decides to go. We lived in a circle, in a court, or cul-de-sac, they call them now. And she and a bunch of the neighbors decided they had to shoot off some fireworks. And she had bottle rockets. And I remember her lighting the fuse, and the thing went off early. You know, it exploded right there, and it burned her in her eyes.
Wow.
And so I remember, you know, her and all the other kids in the neighborhood, and they're screaming, and, you know, burn my eyes, and somebody call an ambulance. Well, my father already had a heart condition by this time, and he goes running out the door, and he's like, oh, my gosh, and he's trying to help my sister. My father now goes into angina, right, the pain in the chest.
Yeah.
Your sister went in.
So one ambulance is already coming up for her. He sits down, and he's holding his chest, and so they call for a second ambulance. Well, by now, I run out the door to see if both of them are okay, and me getting up off the couch, running out the door, what do you think starts to bleed? All those wisdom teeth. And so I have all this blood running out of my mouth. As I and all the parents what is happening in this neighborhood? So I will never, ever forget.
That should be the name of a porn star, Angina. Starring Angina.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't either. I just thought of it.
Yeah, I don't get it. So she's fine. She's fine. But to anybody who... And when are you in the clear? If you're 70?
I don't think you ever are.
That's what I've heard people say. I mean, you're 70 years old, all of a sudden, now you got, how can that be?
Well,
if
because
you
they're,
it, you know,
they're not as good of teeth either, right?
But they, aren't they internal teeth?
Yeah, I think so. Well, they're under your gum.
They'll erupt.
Through the gum.
Teeth are there.
But I think they're not as good.
And they're the very last tooth in your... row of teeth, right?
So they're way back there.
Yeah.
And in each corner.
Right.
So there's...
But they don't... Sometimes they might have never come out of the gum.
No.
I mean, so
yours are
point?
Under the gum?
Well, I think so.
Mine are, too.
What's the point of them? Maybe they're supposed to... Maybe God put them there as like a spare tire.
Yeah.
They're hidden down in there, and if something happens, then they
pop
out.
See, mine had started to come through the gum. And there wasn't enough room, and they were coming in a little bit... You know, tilted, so it was just better to have them taken out.
Yeah.
You know, and why wisdom?
She didn't have enough room for her hobby.
Yeah.
Doc, I need more room in my mouth.
Oh, my gosh. Yes,
a little tight. Ah, boy. Oh, and top it off then, she's 17. Mm. She gets a speeding ticket last week driving from Kansas City to St. Louis. That's a big deal when you're 17, you get your first ticket. And initially I thought, well, come on, you know, shame on this cop. See, clean cut kid, you know, and first offense. Why would he do that? Well, now I know why, because the first story I got wasn't exactly accurate. I asked her, how fast are you going? About 10 over. About 10 over. And I said, well, that's the breaking point. That's where they, boy, sometimes they'll make the call. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I said, you know, I wish he had, did you smart off? No. I'm sure she was scared to death. Well, I saw the ticket. 84 and a 70. Okay.
Oh.
That's not 10 over.
When
she gave me the ticket, I said, hey, look at this. 84 and a 70 is not 10 over. She said, I couldn't remember. I thought it was 80.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But she's smart because I didn't see the ticket till Wisdom Tuesday.
Oh,
so
yeah.
She knows I'm not going to just, you know, preach her a sermon because, that's okay. Mm. We'll talk about it later. So first ticket. And I have a list here, and we'll go through it in a little bit, that somebody, actually it's from the, I think it's the Kansas City Star or some website out of Kansas, and it's put together by the National Motorists Association, and it is their tips for avoiding a speeding ticket. Some of them are stupid. Some of them are common sense.
Show them your tips. Maybe you'll get out of one.
Your what?
What do you mean?
Show
you mean if you
tip.
Have this
show,
oh,
yeah,
so your
show them the list.
If you have
tips.
This with you, okay.
Yeah,
oh, okay. Yeah,
show
yeah, cop that. Yeah. So if the cop says, "Hey, show me your tips," you go, "They're right here."
Yeah, here you go.
You know, so I've got these. We'll go over them so that hey, you 17-year-olds, and I know there aren't but 15 of you who listen to this show, but you're the smart ones, and mm-hmm. you're smart enough to listen to this show. You're smart enough to avoid a ticket, so we'll help you. We'll help you do that. Mr. Burke, we're here. He'd say, "Does anybody have anything to say?"
Well, I do.
Karen Vale, everybody.
Well, thank you very much. I have two questions to ask first. They don't even really require an answer. I just want you to think about it. Do we really need a Knott's Landing reunion show?
No.
No,
we do not. See what
no,
I
do.
See what I did there?
And you know what?
Although, I'd like to see how bad Donna Mills probably looks. Wow. She was the one with the raccoon eyes who wore too much makeup. But boy, she was a babe.
Yeah.
I bet you she's one that fell apart.
But it's like, well, there was a Dallas reunion and a Carol Burnett
horrible.
Reunion. And really, the comments that people come back having watched those, that they say to each other, it's like having gone to a funeral.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you either say, boy, she looked great, or I can tell she's been sick, or boy, he looks like he's almost dead.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same kind of thing you'd say at an open casket.
Remember when they made the pathetic attempt to take the cast members from two shows and turn it into one show, the Knott's Landing cast, the Andy Griffith cast, they were going to call it Barney Knott's Landing? No, wait, Don Knotts. I blew it!
Barney Knotts.
Don Knotts Landing. And it would have been funny.
You're under a lot of pressure. You're under a lot of pressure.
And it would have been really funny. Don Knotts Landing. Man,
I
mean,
funny.
I blew it, man.
I don't even remember. Was Knott's Landing its own show, or did it come out of
show? It was a spinoff of Dallas.
Of Dallas,
because
okay.
Gary Ewing,
yeah.
the
okay.
guy who played Gary Ewing, that guy was a putz.
Yeah.
He was weird. He was the weird Ewing. He was in Knott's Landing, and Michelle Lee was in it.
Okay.
And Donna Mills.
Yeah.
She was a hottie. And
I never watched this show.
But no, reunion? Of course not.
Yeah. But that's this
one. You weren't even born.
No, was Morgan Fairchild in that one?
She was in Falcon Crest.
Nicolette Sheridan was in.
Okay, now Falcon Crest.
That was the winery deal.
Was that an ABC show? I think.
Dynasty was ABC.
And ABC, yeah. And then these others were CBS, and this is, this weekend.
We had as many of these as we have reality shows.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
yeah.
Dynasty, Falcon Crest, and then one would spin off another, and it would spin off another. And it's always on TV. Every night you turn on, and there's one of these, John Forsythe. Now, that guy.
Which one was he on?
He held up pretty
Crest?
Well.
That was Falcon
No,
Crest?
Dynasty.
Oh,
Dynasty.
Oh, okay.
Was Dynasty.
Right.
He was Linda Evans' husband.
Yeah.
He was Blake Carrington.
That's right.
Wow. Gina, I never watched that.
Yes.
Dallas, I did.
And his wife was Crystal Carrington.
Wow.
See, that was...
Ooh.
I know a little bit.
Yeah, you watched them all the time.
I know a little bit about
All right, here's my second question. After after two defense attorneys.
Is this your second or your last?
This is my second of two questions. After two defense attorneys for Saddam Hussein have been murdered, who would want to represent him?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I'll take it.
Yeah. I don't see that trial ever getting
see the value.
Well, if you keep murdering the defense attorney, it could go forever.
Client at all. All right, and then I have a bulletin.
Oh, boy.
I have a bulletin.
Oh, boy. And now with a bulletin, Karen Vale.
Thank you very much. In today's mail, I received my...
ARP card?
AARP card.
Yeah! Granny.
Oh, Granny.
They're 10 years late. You're 60 already, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, I told you.
Oh, well, you know what? You can use it for discounts now.
You bet I do. Ooh. I did. The day I got it, I started.
I have a friend of mine that does it. He goes, oh, man, I love that thing. He uses it all the time.
You know what I do when I go to, like, a hotel or something, or I have to spend the night out of town? Honest to goodness, I go to the desk and I go, all right, can you pile all these discounts together? AAA, AARP, there's another one. Shoot, I can't think of the other one that I use sometimes.
Senior America.
Yeah, is the AARP the same as the senior citizen
discount? No, no.
No, that's different.
How old do you have to be for that?
I don't know. I don't care. I just act like I'm that old.
And, I think it's 50.
But the AAA and AARP are the two big ones.
AAA has good stuff.
Oh, man.
Now, I'm not familiar with everything.
You almost always get a discount. And they never ask you for your card. They say, you're a AAA member, and I say, yeah. They've never once said, can I see your card?
Really?
Yeah, anybody can say.
A couple times I've had to say.
You should, but then you'd be a liar.
Well, yeah.
You should get it. I mean, it's a great program. It really is.
If you want to be a liar, then do that. I'm not a liar. I actually am a member, but they never ask for the card. They've never asked for the AARP card. I guess they just look at me. And
okay. So it's over 50? Is that considered senior citizen?
Well,
50 and over, apparently.
50 and over is in some places for AARP, but you don't get the like movie theater stuff till you're 55.
Oh.
Most of the discount stuff is 55.
And how close are you to that?
Shut. Shut up. I'm already done there.
Oh, this month?
No.
December?
Well, that's not this month.
Oh, no,
we're in November.
Right.
Now.
This coming year.
So it'll be 55 this December?
No, 56.
Oh, you've already crossed it.
Let's change the subject. Anybody else with Bert segment?
I do, I guess.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thanks so much, Frank. And I was raised Catholic. I'll say this right now. But I don't know. Karen, were you? Ian was Catholic, right?
You're
Catholic.
No,
so
I'm not.
Maybe Peon would understand this more. But I was talking to my mom today, and she hasn't told me this in such a long time. And I'm putting up an aluminum Christmas tree this year.
Yep.
We are putting up our aluminum tree.
Upside down.
No, not upside down.
That's a new thing.
Yeah.
But we have a color wheel that's perfect, in perfect condition, and we have the musical stand that goes with it. I ordered this musical stand off eBay, so we're going to put this thing up, the aluminum tree up. And my mom brought this tree by, and she had two poles. I cannot find the pole comes apart for the tree, and I cannot find the other piece of the pole. So I'm talking to my mom today, and she goes, did you ask St. Anthony to help you find it?
No, I don't want no comment.
Did you ever hear that, Peon?
Is he...
He's the patron saint of finding things, I guess. I don't know, but...
I think I've heard of that.
But my grandma would always ask me, but it just threw me back.
So what are you supposed to do to utilize him?
You're just supposed to ask St. Anthony, I've lost a Christmas tree pole. I've lost my Christmas tree pole, St. Anthony. Can you please help me find it?
Okay,
guide me to
I
it.
Don't want to make anybody mad. No. But as a non-Catholic,
oh, I know. It's
that
weird.
Seems ridiculous.
It is.
Well, I would flip it,
it really, yeah.
You know what?
And again, I say that as a non-Catholic. I'm not, you know, if you believe that, if you think you lose something and you can call out to him and then he'll help you find it, that's great. It seems weird to me.
Any right-thinking person would think, hey, maybe St. Anthony's got more important stuff to deal with.
To find.
Like running a hospital.
Like Osama bin Laden.
Right.
How about finding him?
Yeah, really.
Let's find him instead of a pole.
It was just weird. It threw me back today to when I was a kid because my grandma used to always say that, oh, I've lost something. Well, ask St. Anthony to help you find it.
And did it ever work after you asked him? Did you just miraculously find it?
You know what? I don't ever remember. I don't think so.
No, because if you did, you'd never forget it.
No.
Wow, I asked St. Anthony, and boom, there it was. I found it. Yeah, I think you'd remember
he'd
that.
He'd leave a note and say, I can't help you right now. I'm helping too many other people.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it.
Is that it?
That's it for me.
Yeah, yeah, nothing.
No, not really.
Burke segment is officially closed. All right, here's the drill. We take a break. We do a little business. We come back. We talk to you. The phones are already lit up. We do not care what you're calling about. We don't care about anything but a first name, and you're on the board. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. I hope I do get a chance to go over these this list from the, who are they again? The National Motorist Association for Avoiding a Speeding Ticket. I should have had this printed out and given it. I should have given it. Well, you know what, though? The one obvious tip would be don't speed. Which is what she did.
Was
so
she, do you know
way.
Which lane she was in? Was she in the fast lane?
I have no idea. I just know she's probably scared to death because she's only 17. And, you know, she's a good driver, a good kid, and it happens. And, it, you know what, I can say, okay, 84 is unacceptable. If the speed limit is 70, then go 70. That's what you do. Okay, that's it. I mean, what else are you going to say? And next time you'll know. And I also think it's good to get scared.
I do too.
I'd rather she get a ticket and not get hurt and have an accident and just be scared to death. That's a small price to pay, and that's when you really do learn. It's like when I had my first wreck when I was 17, I'll never forget the sound of that metal and glass and thinking, oh, my poor dad, he can barely afford this car. What have I done? It's the greatest straightener-upper if you're kind of a sloppy driver there is. So, I'm kind of glad that she got it, and that the Highway Patrol got her because they're more intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
They are. They're much more intimidating. All right, let's do a little biz, take a little break here. Bruce, what do you want to do, the Roto-Rooter thing?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And Weasel travels down the drain.
Roto-Rooter, Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter. This is a company that I now get email about. I get emails from people who say, wow, I never knew Roto-Rooter was a full-service plumbing company until you told me. Well, guess what? Until about, a year ago, I didn't know either. Somebody hasn't done a very good job of telling the world that Roto-Rooter will come to you for a broken pipe, a replacement, or fixing a faucet, a toilet, water heater, any plumbing job. I didn't know it either. So what we're trying to do here is the job that somebody else didn't do very well for the Roto-Rooter people. And that's to let you know that if you have any plumbing problem, these are the people to call. They are efficient, they are well-trained, and they're courteous, and they're got all kinds of certifications. There are 70 field service representatives in the St. Louis area, and they're celebrating their 70th year. For 70 years, the name Roto-Rooter has meant initially drain cleaning. So when you hear that little jingle, remember, it's not just a way go troubles down the drain. It's a way go all your plumbing troubles down the drain. Toll free, it's 800-GET-ROTO. Or you can go online to rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And way go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter, Roto-Rooter, Roto-Rooter.
Geraldo at large, you buy the hottest Christmas toys, but do you know their hidden danger? They could choke, strangle, even poison your kids. Now Geraldo exposes which toys are trouble and the information your family needs to stay safe this Christmas. Plus, bringing you all the breaking news, taking you inside the biggest stories across the country and around the world. Geraldo at large brings you news with passion. Geraldo at large, today at 4:30 on Fox 2. Then,
for Fox 2 News, I'm Dan Gray. Coming up today at 5, the couple that survived a spectacular blast lives to tell Fox 2 the horrifying story and what investigators say caused the explosion. They didn't die in combat, but they gave their lives to end World War II. How special local workers are being remembered today. And why 400 volunteers are wrapping 13,000 presents within the next 2 days. It's all coming up today after Geraldo at Large on Fox 2 News at 5.
Someone once said, people don't notice whether it's winter or summer when they're happy. Of course, joy comes with the holidays, especially during the season's best sales event, where keeping the bliss, no matter what the season, is as easy as starting up a Cadillac CTS. Its bold styling, unmistakable presence, and responsive power leave the winter blues in the dust. And if that doesn't have you shouting out with glee, we don't know what will. Cadillac CTS, the season's best sales event.
breakthrough.
Qualified lessees can lease a 2006 Cadillac 2.8-liter CTS for around $299 a month. Low mileage lease for 39 months. $2,299 due at lease signing after season's best bonus. No security deposit required. Tax, title, license, dealer fees extra. Mileage charged at 25 cents per mile over 32,500 miles. Example based on survey, your payments may vary. Residency restrictions apply. Call 1-800-333-4CAD for lease details. Visit your local Cadillac dealer.
I'm Adam Bold, founder and chief investment officer of the Mutual Fund Store. If you were going to risk crossing the ocean, what kind of boat would you want? Would it matter to you that the captain had never made a successful voyage? Or would you rather have a cruise ship captained by someone who had crossed many times? If you're going to take the risk of making the crossing, don't you owe it to yourself to be in the best boat with the best crew? Many investment advisors put their clients in mutual funds that have a poor track record or sometimes no track record. And on top of that, the client has to pay a load for the fund. If you're going to take the risk of the market, don't you owe it to yourself to be in the best funds possible? At the Mutual Fund Store, we pick the fund managers with the best track record, and we never sell a fund with a load, either on the front end or the back end. And our only fee is based on a small percentage of the value of your portfolio, so our success is tied to your success. If you have at least $50,000 of investments, call one of my trusted advisors, Kurt, Troy, and John, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
In the Gold Tower in Westport Plaza, one group has banded together. Their mission, to crush high-interest debt and put cash back into the hands of the innocent. They are the guys from Golden Oak Lending. With his wonder pen of approval, President Bob Ellman, and wielding the mighty Golden Oak checkbook, trusty sidekick Steve Brower. Back at Golden Oak headquarters, our well-heeled heroes unite to battle a gargantuan credit card bill.
Okay, you're approved.
So, that's it? Kind of a letdown, Bob.
Sorry, but all it takes is a phone call. We save people every day from high-interest debt.
And save them hundreds of dollars every month. If you want to buy a home, consolidate debt, or just get a home equity loan for fast cash, we can save you too.
Just call 567-GOLD. That's 567-GOLD. Or apply at GoldenOakLending.com.
Does that mean you're not going to put on the tights?
I don't think so.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier renews the air in a typical bedroom every 10 minutes. But how long does it take for a stick-style unit to do that? Well, they don't tell you. In fact, a leading consumer testing magazine says the most popular stick-style unit is ineffective. To clean the air, you must move the air. Try an Orrick free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Tonight on ABC, it's Barbara Walters' 10 Most Fascinating People of 2005 with Lance Armstrong, Terry Hatcher, Tom Cruise.
Do you regret anything you said or did?
Kanye West, Condoleezza Rice, Dakota Fanning.
You're funny, cute. I wish I could find something wrong.
Jamie Foxx, Beth Holloway Twitty, and Tom Ezra.
Describe the Michael Jackson charm.
A disgrace.
And who will be this year's most fascinating person? Barbara Walters' 10 Most Fascinating People of 2005. Tonight at 10, 9 Central on ABC.
Call 911.
Stop. 911 is not available from this telephone line. No emergency personnel will be dispatched. Please hang up now and dial 911 from a different phone.
In the time it took to hear this message, you could have gotten help. Many of today's new digital phone carriers don't have 911 service. But with CenturyTel's wireline service, you can depend on getting through. Make sure you have dependable wireline service. Make sure you have CenturyTel.
3:39 at the Big 550. Here's a check on traffic for you, sponsored by Rhodes Furniture, closing forever. December 28th in Baldwin, St. Peter's, and Hazelwood, the last chance to name your own price, nothing reasonable, refused at Rhodes Furniture. Eastbound 70 at the Blanchette Bridge, an incident's been cleared up. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, slow traffic. Eastbound 40 between 170 and Laclede Station, no troubles. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, road crews out, the right lane closed, and the last Missouri exit also closed, so use 11th Street. Westbound 70 at Mid Rivers Drive, traffic slowing. Eastbound 70 at 270, road crews out, the left side of the northbound 270 ramp is blocked for guardrail work. Southbound 270 between Clayton Road and Doherty Ferry, a slowdown. Downtown, the approaches to the Poplar Street Bridge just starting to slow. I'm Karen Vale for the Big 550 KTRS.
Wow, what a difference a week makes.
Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Time was drifting, this rock got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway.
All right, lines are lit up. Let's get to them. We gave you the numbers before. I'll do it one more time, and that'll be it for a while. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Hello, Marcus. How are you?
AM and PM.
Well, that's good.
Frank, it's great to have you back.
Well, thank you.
And Dan did a great job while you were gone.
Hey, thanks.
Did they bring in Dan Dierdorf?
Yeah. No, Dan's.
Oh, Dan's down.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
About the wisdom teeth, Dr. Watanabe explained this to me, and Dr. Olivier.
Well, this man goes to Ballast Dental Care.
Yeah.
So what did they? Because you know what he explained to me a long time ago, and I forgot. All I cared about was, I don't have to have them pulled, and that was all that mattered. So what is the deal?
Okay. In my case, my wisdom teeth grew sideways from the upper arch.
Whoa.
Upper arch.
Means the
top.
The top of roof of your mouth on the sides. They came out from the sides.
Well, they didn't come out from the sides. They grew into the jaws.
Oh my God. Oh.
So those I had to have pulled, and from the lower arch, those grew to the side also, to which all the teeth grew close together.
Mm-hmm.
So with those, I had to drill, and each tooth broke in two or three pieces and took them out that way.
So they got to almost jackhammer them out. They just bust them up
into
pieces to get them out.
But for the most part, I did have...
Ow.
For the most part, you had what?
Well, everything was explained, and even being referred to another dentist through Dr. Watanabe.
Right.
He explained everything. Dr. Moreland, who's in the same building.
Right. Actually, that may be who did my daughter. I'm not sure. Could be.
So everything's okay, and I couldn't be happier.
And we can understand every word you said, so it must have been okay. It must have worked out all right.
Yes.
Okay, Marcus.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Here's Roger. Hello, Roger.
How you doing?
Doing great.
About your daughter's ticket.
Yeah.
1 year ain't nothing. I got my license when I was 16 on a Thursday. I got my first speeding ticket Friday night, day after.
Way to go, man. Get it over with. Get it out of the way. It didn't take you long.
And that was just the start of it. I didn't learn my lesson. I could have wallpapered a wall with tickets.
Wow.
It's a good thing I didn't get three in a year. They all paid at the right time.
How did your parents afford insurance? Because that's the big deal. I mean, what it does to your insurance.
Well, my dad made me get a job and pay my insurance, so.
Well, I bet it took just about all your paycheck, too.
Everything, you know. Working at a grocery store, you didn't make enough anyways.
Yeah, they don't cut you any slack if you're a boy until you're 25.
Not a bit.
And especially
not
if you, especially if you got tickets before you're 25.
Well, I finally learned a lesson though, so.
Yeah.
It's been a long time, so I've got another one, but for the first 4 or 5 years, forget it. It was all over.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Roger. I think there's a warning or a lesson there.
Yeah.
From Roger is what he meant to do. Hello, Margaret.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. And the prayer to St. Anthony is, Tony, Tony, look around. Something's lost and can't be found.
Is it okay to call St. Anthony Tony?
Yeah.
Well, heck yeah.
Yeah, I don't know the Catholic.
I heard that too. You know what?
That sounds disrespectful. Somebody's a saint.
Yeah, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Yo, Tony. Hey, Tony. Find me something.
So, let me ask you
but
this.
All these saints were people at one time.
I know that, but Margaret, do you really believe that if you ask Tony to help you find something, that your chances of finding it are better?
Yeah.
Okay.
And because I found some things, and sometimes it might take me 4 or 5 months, but I found them.
But isn't it possible you would have found them anyway?
Absolutely, it's possible. Uh-huh. It's just freakish because when I don't remember to say it, I don't find it.
Okay.
And I get it. I understand why you wouldn't believe it, but it's true.
Well, I believe it is true for you.
All right, then.
Okay, Margaret.
All right. All right,
man. Oh, there are some people. My grandma believed that to her death.
What about a car that's, demolished and the people are dead and there's a St. Christopher thing on the dash?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Isn't that supposed to protect you or something?
We used to have the magnetic St. Christopher
thing.
What's
that supposed to do?
Or is that one of them that was removed as a saint? Weren't some of them?
What's the St. Christopher thing supposed to do?
I think he's for traveling.
Protecting
for traveling.
Well, then how do they explain when they pull the bodies out? Because it has happened, and there's been that St. Christopher thing there.
No, you look, he's turned his head. He was looking over at some scenery or something. So
and now you call him Chris like you call the other guy Tony?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you making it sound like there's bobblehead saints that you put on the dash?
No, there are statues.
Well, I know that. I can remember.
Or little medallions.
What was the great rock song? What was the great rock song that had it in there about,
St. Christopher?
On the dash. There's a song that has had a statue on it. I'll think of it later.
Not from Meatloaf.
No, that's Paradise of the Dead. This is about direct reference to St. Christopher. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
That's what it is.
I just wanted to add on a couple things from the Burke segment. First of all, I used to work in a nice upper scale hotel, mm-hmm. and these people would come in. They'd be AARP. And they'd also be with, like, a convention or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they would get quite upset if you couldn't give them both discounts.
Well, I don't blame them. You get a discount convention because you're there for the convention, and a convention discount, rather, and the AAA. And
yep.
Some places limit it, though, to one discount, and whichever is the greatest discount is the one they give you.
And that's what we would have to try to explain. Mm-hmm. And I can remember I would just be very patient and explain to them, thinking in the back of my mind, if I ever get that old, I am not going to do this. Well,
now you do it.
Yes, Lisa.
Yeah, you know what? I turned 43 in August. My husband is 48. I got an AARP card.
You did?
Oh. Yes.
Lucky.
My husband was laughing.
And you're 43.
I am 43.
You know what? That's an insult because that says somebody at AARP saw you and thought you looked old. and so let's send her a card.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, send that old lady a card.
He laughed so hard. The first thing he says, well, we're going to go use and throw it across the counter at those people. I said, yes, because, you know, that's what they would always do. I'm at my AARP rate.
Have you used it? Did you use it?
No. I sent it back, and I wanted to put... And I wanted to put on there, I may look old, but I'm not.
What it says, our listeners are honest.
Uh-huh. Also wanted to ask Dan, is he into the retro aluminum tree stuff?
Oh, yeah.
That 70s?
Yeah. Well, not only is it people who are retro, it's so hot that there are now companies who are manufacturing them again. I mean, they're making the aluminum trees new.
I think they are so neat. And there's a couple restaurant bars in our area. We live up here during the week, but I go home on the weekends. And they have the trees that hang upside down all year long.
Yeah, no thanks.
And they are so cool. And one more thing is I wanted to tell Dan, you think St. Anthony prayed to him bad enough. We were trying to sell our house some years back.
Mm-hmm.
My mother brought over a statue of St. Joseph, a small one, and said to bury it in our backyard, and he would help us sell our house.
You bury him?
Bury him in the backyard.
Hey, here's the question I have, though. So you sell the house. I mean, how do you know that had anything to do with it?
That's exactly right. And you know what I kept thinking was, oh, my gosh, if we sell it, which, you know, I thought, well, you know.
And by the way, here's the thing. You will sell it. At some point, you'll sell it.
At one point, that's exactly right.
Whether he's
buried
or not.
When the price comes down. And then I kept thinking, I'm so afraid I'll forget to unbury the little fella, and somebody's going to find him one of these days.
And think that you guys buried him there.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, and I have a St. Christopher here on my... on my visor that
on your
my
butt.
Mother gave us.
No, no.
It sounded like you said you had a St. Christopher on your butt.
Did you have a tattoo there?
Visor.
That helps her find a place to sit.
Yeah.
When you go to a crowded show. Yeah.
Lisa,
thank you so much.
Thank you for the call.
Bye.
Yeah, and in no way, I learned a long time ago, I'm making fun of anybody's. Now, what religious stuff I make fun of are these kamikaze people blow themselves up. I'll make fun of those people all I want to, because they're sick, demented people, and I don't care what religion they hide behind. When you strap yourself with a bunch of explosive stuff and walk in and kill yourself and a bunch of people, there's something bad wrong with you. If you're dumb enough to get sucked into a religion, and there is no religious leader powerful enough, nobody, who could ever speak to me or get me in his group, and I don't care how good this guy is at how persuasive. When he got to the point where he said, "And if you're really dedicated, you're gonna blow yourself up." This is where I stand up and go, "Well, you're a crazy lunatic," and walk out.
Yeah.
And I can't understand how there are as many people as there are in the world that do that.
Or mass suicides where they, you know, drink something.
Well, Scientology.
Hey, everybody, drink this. Okay.
Yeah.
We can make fun of those Scientology people.
No, I don't know about that. Be careful. I don't know how many Scientologists we have, but I think Tom Cruise has done more to hurt them than we could ever do, making fun of them. All right, let's do a little business here. A little Argosy Casino Alt, and Chuck Berry's going to come back December 16th. I believe that is a Friday night. If you want information or tickets, or information on tickets, you call 1-800-711-GAME. 1-800-711-GAME. Now, don't forget the Let Yourself Go Hybrid opportunity continues, but only for five more days. When somebody wins this Toyota Prius, and it's not you, don't moan and groan and gripe about it if you didn't go over and get registered. You can do that, and you can register for up to $2,000 weekly cash. It's called Go Hybrid because Toyota Prius is a hybrid car. I think everybody knows what a hybrid is, part gas, part electric. Gets more than 50 miles per gallon. So when we get to another one of those big scares like we had where everybody, and I love the experts that says, we will see $5 a gallon. Remember those people?
Yeah.
Where are they now? Where are they? Why don't they go back and interview him? I saw a guy on TV, an expert. He says, you're going to see $5. Before the end of the year, you'll see $5 a gallon. Well, we didn't. So a hybrid, this Prius is going to take you even further than you expected it to take you for less money. Once again, the number, 1-800-711-GAME. And if you like crab legs, do not forget that Thursday night is all-you-can-eat crab legs at the Captain's Table Buffet, which is a good place to eat any night, as well as the Outfitter's Grill. All at Argosy Casino Alton. Let yourself go.
All the way home I held a grudge. Safety belt that wouldn't burn.
The holidays are here, and buying at auction provides the perfect opportunity to purchase wonderful property not available anywhere else. Ivy Selkirk Auctioneer's Winter Gallery Auction is Saturday and Sunday, December 3rd and 4th at 11 a.m. Included in the 700 lots is a set of 12 George II mahogany dining chairs, an English 18th century linen press, a fine antique American child's desk, an 18th century American long case clock and Steinway grand piano. Fine art includes oil paintings by Oscar Burninghouse, Frederick Oates Sylvester, Oliver Parker Black, Paul Westcott, Rockwell Kent, and Giorgio Lucchesi. Decorative arts feature an Italian marble sculpture by Battacci, a wonderful sterling silver trophy, Austrian Lohmeyer glass and enamels, Aubusson Palace carpets and continental porcelains. Ivy Selkirk Auctioneers, 726-5515, or visit their website at ivyselkirk.com for more information. Ivy Selkirk Auctioneers, 175 years of bringing the very best to St. Louis.
So where do you want to eat?
No.
What about Thai or Italian? What about Thai Italian?
There's no such thing as Thai Italian.
Well, there would be if restaurants were like SBC Services.
Huh? What do you mean?
SBC Services are really flexible. They offer all these great combinations of products. Lets you find the one that's right for you. I get local phone service and high-speed internet starting as low as $32 a month. All on one bill.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot more flexible than cable.
I wish there was a good Chinexican restaurant.
As do I.
Mm, Peking duck enchiladas.
Sweet and sour tacos.
Mugu guy.
It's all about flexibility, simplicity, and value. New customers sign up online for local phone service and high-speed internet starting as low as $32 a month. For a range of plans and the right options for you, call 1-877-PICK-SBC or visit sbc.com/myplan. SBC. Now joined with AT&T.
Taxes, other charges, and the Federal Universal Service Cost Recovery Fee Extra. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 1-866-270-0397 toll-free or visit sbc.com/sbcbundle.
Don't need anything but the intro.
You know,
this is one of them. You could just keep doing the intro over and over. All right, back to the phones. Here's Al, everybody. Hello, Al.
Hey, hi, gang. Hey,
Al.
Al.
Thank you very much.
And hello, Karen.
Hello, Al.
Oh, thank God for pretty ladies in Viagra. I was calling about the ticket your daughter got, Frank.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times, she may have been doing over 84 miles an hour, and the cop will.
I don't know. I wasn't with her.
Well, what I'm saying is because a cop, if you're just going, if you go 85 or over, you have to go to court.
Right.
Mm. And they'll drop it down a few miles.
She may have been doing 86 or 87.
She may have gotten a break after all.
You know what? That's a very good point. I think at the time, when I remember being young when you're pulled over, you're so frozen in fear that I don't know that you even know how fast you were going. I think you glanced down, but I don't know that you remember it registers because you're just scared completely out of your mind.
There wasn't a worse feeling in the world. You're driving down the road, and all of a sudden, you see those lights.
And I think what happens, too, is you immediately start putting on the brake before you've had a chance to know how fast you were going. So, yeah, you may be right. He may have cut her some slack because of that number 84. You're right. That puts her right below that. Mm-hmm. See, I'm one of these people that never, ever has said, my kid would never do that. I believe that every kid, I don't care who your parents are. I don't care if your dad's a minister. In fact, if your dad's a minister, you're probably going to prison. They do everything, seems like. But I, you know, kids are kids. They do what they want to do. Hey, we're out of time, but that's a great point. Thank you, Al.
All right.
First Community Credit Union. That's my credit union. Been my credit union for, it's got to be almost a year. Has to be getting close now. What is a credit union? Credit union is like a bank without being a bank because the members own it. They are not customers, they're members. And I have about 100 reasons you may want to consider refinancing your car loan with First Community Credit Union because you can get $100 when you apply with First Community by December 31st of this year to refinance your auto loan from another institution. You need to check out the credit union's auto loan rates compared to other rates, and you could get extra money for the holidays. If you want to know how this works, you need to call First Community Credit Union. And the website is easy to remember, so I'll send you there and you get the phone number there. If you need cash for the holidays, they have holiday loans. If you don't have a credit card, get one. We don't have a debit card from First Community Credit Union. And, hey, let's start off the new year being a little more financially savvy, and maybe they can help you do that, too. FirstCommunity.com. On the web, First Community Credit Union, 4 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Bush giving a preview today of what the White House is calling a major speech on Iraq that'll come tomorrow at the Naval Academy in Annapolis.
The Iraqis are becoming more and more capable of doing that which they want to do, which is secure their own country against terrorists and Saddamists.
That's part of what you'll hear. What you won't hear, at least during the speech, are the chants of anti-war protesters. They did greet the president at the White House press corps in Denver today.
More than 100 angry protesters banging on drums, screaming epithets, and flashing obscene gestures gathered outside the hotel where the president just wrapped up a fundraiser in Denver. They're calling for the president to withdraw troops from Iraq. The president's motorcade whizzed past the crowd, but the press bus got stuck in the mob, and they started banging on it. Jessica Yellen, ABC News, traveling with the president in Denver, Colorado.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says he will no longer refer to terrorists in Iraq as insurgents anymore.
This is a group of people who don't merit the word insurgency, I think.
So what will they be called?
Enemies of the Iraqi, legitimate Iraqi government. How's that?
What the secretary said.
Rumsfeld and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Peter Pace at the Pentagon today. Governor of Virginia has just granted clemency to a convicted killer who would have been the 1,000th person executed in the U.S. since the Supreme Court reinstated capital punishment in 1976. Some people are still digging out from that blizzard in the Plain States. The memory of it lingering on, though.
At 70 and 80 miles an hour, it's hard to walk. If you're walking against it,
And in Lyman, Colorado, could be days before electricity is restored to thousands who lost it. National Weather Service said today 2005 was, as you probably expected, one of the worst years on record for strong Atlantic hurricanes, 26 named storms, 13 hurricanes, 3 Category 5s. Dow lost 3 points today, and you're listening to ABC News.
All your life you've been told to
aim higher.
But if you have high cholesterol, your doctor may tell you to
aim lower.
And if diet and exercise aren't enough, ask about prescription Crestor. Crestor with Suvastatin Calcium. The 10 milligram dose of Crestor along with diet can lower bad cholesterol by up to 52%. That's compared to 7% with placebo. Your results may vary. Crestor has not been shown to prevent heart disease or heart attacks. Crestor is not for everyone, including people with liver disease and women who are nursing, pregnant, or may become pregnant. Simple blood tests are needed to check for liver problems. Tell your doctor about other medications you're taking, or if you experience muscle pain or weakness, as they may be a sign of serious side effects. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal, or for more information, call 1-800-CRESTOR, or visit us at Crestor.com. There you'll also learn how AstraZeneca may be able to help if you can't afford your medications. If high cholesterol has your doctor saying, aim lower with Crestor.
It's 4:03. I'm Chris Pelsley, KTRS News. Volkswagen minivans could soon be built in St. Louis. WardsAuto.com reports a deal has been reached that would see Daimler Chrysler build minivans in Fenton for the company. Senior editor Eric Main says the agreement needs a signature.
St. Louis will also build Chrysler minivans for the export market. That being right-hand drive minivans, those vehicles are currently built in Austria by contract assembler.
Maine also says, barring a drastic change in market conditions, Fenton would become the sole producer of Chrysler Pacifica Cross utility vehicles, which are currently built in Canada. $3 million in funding has been announced for the renovation of the current science building and for construction of a new science building at SIUE in Edwardsville. Governor Ron Blagojevich joined university officials and Collinsville State Rep. Jay Hoffman for this afternoon's announcement. Hoffman says it's needed because the current facility is 39 years old.
The facility will house classrooms, instructional laboratories, and research laboratories for the departments of biological sciences, chemistry, mathematics, statistics, physics, and other science programs.
Hoffman says the new lab building will be 50,000 square feet. On the day a replica of the St. Louis Arch was dedicated to Cold War-era Mallinckrodt employees, some of them became eligible for compensation. KTRS's Steve Klotz has details.
Senator Kit Bond announced that workers from 1949 through 1957 are now eligible for $150,000 without going through the dose reconstruction process.
They were exposed to very high levels of radiation. Many of them became ill and have died from cancers and other horrible illnesses as a result of working with the radioactive materials. They have, in a very real way, paid the ultimate price.
Earlier this spring, workers employed between 1942 and 1948 became eligible for quicker payments. Senator Bond says these workers answered the call of their country, and their recognition and compensation is long overdue. He says although many of these cold warriors are no longer with us, this is a day to honor them.
Missouri lawmaker Meta Coleman will run for state auditor. The St. Louis Democrat announced her intentions this afternoon at the Missouri Athletic Club. Incumbent Claire McCaskill running for the U.S. Senate in 2006 against incumbent Republican Jim Talent. And once again, a 4-star rating for the Humane Society of Missouri. This is the second year in a row the organization received the top score possible. The Simmons Cooper Market Report, the Dow down 2.5, the NASDAQ down 6, the S&P is up just a fraction. The KTRS Weather Plus forecast, flurries continue this afternoon, high 35. Partly cloudy tonight, low 25, cloudy tomorrow, high 42. It's 32 at 4:05. I'm Chris Pilsen, KTRS News. Now we check time saver traffic. Karen Vail joins us in the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. Karen?
Thank you, Chris. And this hour traffic is sponsored by JCPenney. On Manchester Road at Clarkson, a report of an injury accident and vehicle rescue in progress. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley, a slowdown. Eastbound 40 between 170 and Laclede Station, no troubles. Eastbound 40, remember, at the last Missouri exit, Broadway, road crews are out. That exit is closed. 11th Street would be the alternate. Traffic, though, is slow. It's backed up to Union Station. Westbound 70 at Mid Rivers Mall Drive, a slowdown. Eastbound 70 at 270, road crews out. Left side of the northbound 270 ramp is blocked. Westbound 44 between Lindbergh and 270, slow traffic in the right lane. Slow again in all the lanes approaching the Merrimack River Bridge. Southbound 270 between 40 and Doherty Ferry. Traffic really running slow. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550, KTRS.
I'm Vicki Newton. Today at 5 o'clock on News 4, special high-tech glasses are helping legally blind people see. Would you believe they have two cameras and two TV screens inside them? It's something straight out of a science fiction movie. You have to see it to believe it. Today at 5 o'clock on News 4, then at 10.
Tonight at 10 on News 4. Find out about the latest and greatest breakthroughs in pet medicine. You'll be amazed at the new techniques that are saving the lives of dogs and cats. Tonight at 10 on News 4.
Okay, there's only one place to be Tuesday.
Let me guess, CBS?
Uh-huh, you're very clever.
And handsome.
Let's move on, shall we? First, there's a brand spanking new episode of NCIS, Tuesday's number one show.
It's like one of the hottest shows on TV.
Then it's A New Amazing Race, and it's down to the wire.
There's only a couple episodes left.
And to top it all off, a special Tuesday episode of the smash hit drama Criminal Minds.
Over 50 million people can't get enough of it.
I know, I can't.
So suffice it to say, this Tuesday, it's CBS.
America's most watched network.
Tonight, beginning at 7 on KMOV, Channel 4.
This is Frank Bomarito. My mission today is to make luxury car driving affordable for more customers. And I'll do it right here at Bomber to Infinity by paying more for your trade if given that opportunity and by willingly take less profit on every deal. The Bomarito Automotive Group's reputation for volume pricing is a fact. And now we have geared up to sell our luxury line of Infinities at volume price savings. Plus, I promise to beat any Lexus or Acura price, and I'll do this by simply paying more for your trade and taking less profit than any competition. And that's why, at Bomarito Infinity, the luxury car ownership experience is closer to your price range today. So see me, Frank Bomarito, at Missouri's largest Infinity dealership, where there's never a line for service, and the free loaner car and wash is on me with every visit. That's Bomarito Infinity, Manchester and Clarkson, in Ellisville, where volume pricing makes luxury car driving affordable.
I'm Adam Bold of the Mutual Fund Store. Think back 5 years. What was the best car on the market? What football team was the best in the NFL? Or what was the best restaurant in town? Have your answers changed over the last 5 years? How about the last 10 years? 20 years? Is it possible that the mutual funds you bought 5 years ago might not be the best ones anymore either? Mutual funds are subject to changing conditions over time, just like everything else in this world. There have been mutual fund scandals, market upheavals, and funds changing managers. If your investment advisor hasn't updated your portfolio, not only do you probably have bad funds, you probably have a bad advisor. At the Mutual Fund Store, we stick with fund managers who have a proven track record. But when a fund underperforms the market or its sector, we update your portfolio. If you're going to take the risk of the market, don't you owe it to yourself to be in the best funds? Call one of my trusted advisors, Kurt, Troy, and John, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
Call 911.
Stop. 911 is not available from this telephone line. No emergency personnel will be dispatched. Please hang up now and dial 911 from a different phone.
In the time it took to hear this message, you could have gotten help. Many of today's new digital phone carriers don't have 911 service, but with CenturyTel's wireline service, you can depend on getting through. Make sure you have dependable wireline service. Make sure you have CenturyTel.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier renews the air in a typical bedroom every 10 minutes. But how long does it take for a stick-style unit to do that? Well, they don't tell you. In fact, a leading consumer testing magazine says the most popular stick-style unit is ineffective. To clean the air, you must move the air. Try an Orrick free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Hi, I'm Diane. I'm a transcriptionist at Metro Imaging's West County office. For same-day results, visit Metro Imaging. Professional with a personal touch.
Coming in the spring of 2006, LaRusse's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS, St. Louis.
We do to Karen every day.
Oh, yeah.
Treat her like a lady.
Hold up.
Okay, bend over.
Now, that's how prisoners treat her like a lady.
Yeah.
All right, let's run through this. This is the National Motorists Association. These are tips. It's pretty long. I'm just going to kind of highlight the important ones. Now, some of this stuff is going to sound ridiculous in terms of avoiding a ticket, but you know what? It really does make sense. It says make sure your car looks good.
Mm-hmm.
If a car looks good, it makes it look like the owner is responsible, as opposed to the beat-up piece of crap with a Casey sticker on the bumper or something.
Yeah.
If an officer, it says, has to choose between a white 88 Olds Cutlass going 75 that's in good condition and a white 88 Olds Cutlass going 75 that's missing a rear bumper and has blown out lights, guess which one he's going after? Because he assumes this person is here. That makes sense. So, you know, keep your car cleaned up and in good shape. Schaefer, help me do that. Check your lights. Perhaps the most overlooked and cheapest item you have are the lights. Walk around the car at night, make sure they work. Even the $2 license plate lights. In most cases, the only tool you need is a screwdriver. So, and it says, don't do that putting colored tape. Have you ever seen these people?
Yes.
They put colored tape on to make it look like a red tail light. Don't do that. You look like a loser, and it just calls attention to your car. It says, clean the car. Wash it, vacuum it. Papers, maps, fast food wrappers, scattered around. Do not impress the officer. In fact, it hinders his being able to see what's on the floor and what's in the car. Right. I mean, this stuff actually makes sense.
Is taking off your "I hate cops" bumper sticker, is that on the list somewhere?
Let's see. I hate pigs.
Yeah.
I hate stinking fuzz and pigs.
Fuzz.
They don't call the fuzz anymore, but people know what a fuzz buster is.
Yeah.
It says remove all stickers. If you have a sticker that says, and I've seen this, mafia staff car. Or stickers, and these are actual stickers, keep your hands off. And you get stopped by an Italian police officer, he's not going to be impressed. Nor will he be impressed if you have a sticker, and I've seen this one, insured by Smith & Wesson. Not a good idea. And people who think they can put the sticker on that, like Police Benevolent Association or these organizations, I've actually heard people say, well, if I get pulled over, they'll see that I gave to the Sheriff's Association. That's not going to get you out of a ticket. And the reason is the only reason that people have them most of the time is to get out of speeding tickets.
Yeah.
So the cop's going to think, well, the only reason you got that on there is you must speed a lot, and you think this is going to get you off somehow. And the cop that stops you might have a grievance against that particular union.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not going to work either. Try not to stand out in traffic when you're on the road. If you're moving faster than the traffic around you, even though you're not speeding, you're weaving and cutting across lanes, don't do it. Don't do that, because if it causes another motorist to use his horn or you know, honk a horn at you, you are a candidate for a ticket. Stay in the right lane. It says, this is related to the previous comment about not being obvious. It's not only good driving practice, it's good ticket avoidance practice. because there's a psychological element here. If you're in the left lane, you must be speeding, or want to speed, or want to get around everybody. That's why they call the left lane the fast lane.
Yeah.
It is.
And there are signs along the interstate that say, slower traffic, keep right.
That's the problem I have. I have a hard time staying in that right lane just because you get the people that are going
really slow.
Yeah.
Hey, Peggy just called in and said that when we mentioned something about the police and the fuzz, she said that she wanted a bonus joke about the girl trying to join the biker club.
Oh, good one.
The old lady?
Yeah, I know the joke. But I don't think I can do it as a bonus joke because we did it less than a year ago. So,
you did?
I, you know, yeah, it won't be forgotten, though. It will come back. It says radar cannot tell which vehicle is speeding, but if an officer sees you passing another vehicle, then the gun's readout will know that yours was the one with the speed. Mm-hmm. Where if you're in the right lane with a bunch of other people, you don't.
That makes
sense.
Know,
everybody's got to go in the same speed, even if they're all speeding. Let's see. Use your mirrors. If it says a car is rapidly approaching, it could be an officer going to a silent lights out emergency or trying to catch up to you. Maybe he just saw you leave the interstate and get back on. Stay in the right lane and turn on your car's halo until the suspicious car is no longer a problem. I guess they mean the overhead light. Turn on the overhead.
Dome light.
Yeah, I've never heard of it called. I've never heard it called a halo. Why didn't they just say dome light? It says watch the trucks. Trucks are professional drivers, and many get paid on a per-mile basis. The more miles a truck can cover in a short period of time, the more money they'll make. If they're maintaining Boy Scout-like compliance with the speed limit, something is amiss, and you should be wary. I don't know what that means.
It means
I guess if you can tell, you know they're speeding. They've called ahead. Yeah, hey, good buddy, smoke your pen. Don't get sucked in by that and try to pace with them.
Oh, no, I take it to mean if they're obeying the law. Isn't that what it says?
Yeah, that's
that
what it means.
That means something's going on.
Oh, okay, no, you're right. Yeah. If the truckers are going, that's right.
If they're going the limit,
then
you
they
better
know something's ahead. No, you're absolutely right. That is what it means.
Because I think, at least it makes sense, that an officer is going to take a trucker before you. If you and a trucker are speeding, they're going to take that semi before you.
Right, because he's more dangerous.
I don't think I've ever seen a tractor trailer pulled over.
Oh, I have.
Oh, what?
Oh,
really?
Heavens. Yeah.
Oh, a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, lots of times. See, you don't pay attention. You're not.
Maybe that's
around.
It. Yeah.
You're a candidate for an accident. This is a real good one, I believe this. Weather makes a big difference in police activity. If you're a cop and you'd rather get out of a warm, dry car on a crappy, stinking, rainy day, or would you rather do it on a sunny day? Radar works in all kinds of weather, but the people who operate it would rather not get out on a crappy day. If it's 10 degrees outside, most officers would rather stay in the car than chase a person who's driving safely but illegally at 75 miles an hour. So if you just watch it and you're a little over on a crappy day, they're less likely. And by the way, if they do have to get out, now you've got a bad mood cop
because
it's sleeting and it's cold, and they're going to probably be nastier on a nasty day than they are on a. So you better be extra nice and cooperative.
Well, and I think that they would be in a position to reprimand you, too, if you were exceeding the speed limit. You're not only just going to get the ticket, but isn't there another little category, unsafe driving or careless driving, because you're supposed to lower your speed with bad weather?
Careless and imprudent driving.
There you go.
It's called.
Practically a cop.
Yeah.
I don't know why they should even have to tell people this. It says if you know a cop is behind you, following you, unless otherwise directed, pull over to the right shoulder.
Although every once in a while you'll see somebody get pulled over in the fast lane, and they'll try the shoulder, if there's a shoulder there. I've seen that before, so maybe
that's
not
dangerous.
Everybody, yeah.
Well, it says pull over to the right shoulder.
No, if they're in the fast lane, they'll pull on the left.
Oh, well, they're idiots.
Yeah.
Well, then you're a complete idiot if you do that. And it mentions that. It says going to the left shoulder is asking for a very unhappy officer, since the left shoulder exposes you and him to the path of passing vehicles. Job's dangerous enough, don't make it worse. And pull as far off as possible to the right. If you're on the right shoulder, traffic can easily move to the left. If you're on the left, they have nowhere to go. You're going to get hit. If it's at night, the police car is unmarked, you may want to continue to a lighted area. Most officers will not have a problem with that. Also, turn on the dome light. Now they call it a dome light. So now I really don't know what the halo is.
You know what?
Chicken butt, 5 cents a cut, dipped in grease.
The halo has to be, if a cop's following you or something, turn on the halo. It's like become an angel. Be, you know, mind the laws and everything else.
It's figurative.
That could be put on the angel act.
Yeah.
That makes sense. If it's at night, again, get to a lighted area. They probably won't mind. Both hands on the wheel. Turn on the overhead light, the dome light. Wait for the officer to arrive next to your door. He has no idea if you're armed, if you're an escaped ex-convict, or just an average person. He's got to find that out. Keep movement of the car to a minimum. He can see movement in the car. He can see your movements, but he doesn't know what you're doing. Are you hiding a gun? Are you putting away a radar detector? Just keep your hands on top of the wheel and move as little as possible. Now, this is very interesting. It says when speed, and again, this list is compiled by the National Motorists Association. It says when you're talking to a cop, don't insert sir or ma'am after every word. I have to tell you, I've been guilty of this, especially if I was nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, sir, I think I was.
Yeah,
well,
yes, sir.
Ma'am, I was even. I've done it. I did it with a kid in his 20s. Mm-hmm. And after I did it, drove away, I thought, what a putz.
Idiot.
this kid stopped me here in West County, and he could not have been over 26. I knew I was blazing. And he pulls me over, and I rolled down the window, and I said, yes, sir. Sir, I looked at him, he's my son, you know. And he says, you were speeding. I said, yes, sir, I was. I know that. And it was that sir. It says, don't do that. It says, because cops call.
Thank you, sir.
You know what cops call that? Boot licking.
Yeah, boot licking.
Yeah, or I'm sure a lot of people would call it a-kissing.
Yeah.
It says calling the officer by his rank or title, like sergeant or deputy, is not disrespectful if you use it sparingly. Now,
I wouldn't know.
Well, I wouldn't either.
Tell.
Well, here, I wouldn't either. And if you don't know, shut up, because if the guy's a captain, you go, yes, sergeant. Yeah, if he's the chief of police, and you go, I'm sorry, deputy.
Yeah, sorry, sheriff.
Yeah.
You're safe to say officer, though.
Yeah.
I think so. It says, and it does say, only refer to them if you're absolutely sure of the rank. Because if you get the rank wrong.
Yeah.
And I don't think chief sounds good. Gotcha, chief.
No.
That's not a really
I think
idea.
Officer is respectful and polite.
Well,
and you're actually safe,
Karen,
everywhere.
Karen, you don't have to worry. Mm-hmm. You're never gonna
yes,
get
I do.
You know, and you know why.
Yes, I have.
Officer, have you ever been to Cleveland before?
Yeah, Virginia.
Hey, officer,
guys,
I'd like to take that flesh-colored breathalyzer, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I might be over the limit.
Now, here's the deal. I talked about this before, and I'm the best at this. I'm the best at admitting how fast I was going, and then I pad it and make it more. I honestly go to the cop stops me and says, you know, you're doing 80. I said, well, I thought I was doing about 82. I mean, I realized as soon as you pulled me over, I thought I was going faster than that. This says that.
Your daughter's awake and listening to this.
It says, I hope she is too, because I want her to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Don't argue with her. Don't give an argument. It says, although most people want to be honest, don't volunteer self-incriminating information. If the officer says, do you know how fast you were going, or something like that, just say yes, or I was driving at the speed of traffic, if that's true, and then leave it at that.
You don't want to say, I had to get out of there. I just robbed that bank.
So. Yeah.
Now, if there's a reason, like a medical emergency, say so. Now, I got a ticket 2 or 3 years ago on Thanksgiving going down to Tennessee. And it was a Tennessee state trooper, and he pulled me over. And he said, and sometimes I've done some dumb junk. He said, my son was with me, one son, just the two of us going down there for Thanksgiving. And he said, do you, how fast you're going? I said, yeah, like 80, I think. He said, well, the speed limit is whatever, 65, whatever it was. And he said, any reason that you're in such a big hurry? And I said, yeah, my mother makes great dressing. That's what I said to this guy.
Oh, my God.
And he says, in that southern accent, beg your pardon. And I said, she makes great dressing. turkey and dressing, cornbread dressing. I said, do you like cornbread dressing? Now, this is not, you know, I'm thinking this is a Southern guy. I start talking about gravy and stuff, you know, and he says, that's the reason you was feeding. It's because your mama makes good dressing. I said, yes, sir, and I can't wait to get down and get some of it. And he said, well, you're going to have to wait while I write this down. And he says, now, is she ill? Is it like any kind of medical? And I said, no. But he did ask me if there was a family crisis or illness. And before I left, after he wrote it up, I said, you know, what is there anything I could have said that would have gotten me out of this ticket? And he just basically said, no. He said, because if you'd have said there was a sickness or something, I know you're lying, because you already said you're going out after the dressing. He said, so that wouldn't have been a good idea. I got the ticket, and I paid the ticket.
Was he heavy? Was he a heavy
guy? No, he wasn't heavy.
See, the dressing stuff, that's why it didn't work.
His name was, I still remember, 3 years ago, Montgomery. But Trooper Montgomery.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was all business. Now, it says if an officer asks for your license and registration, tell him it's in the glove box, if it's there, and then ask if it's okay to open it. Good idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of guns in the glove box. Leave it open so he can see in, and then you take away his apprehension about the situation. If it's in a console between the seats, ask before you open that. But close it when you're finished, because it's too easy for you to reach back inside and get a weapon where you can't see. This is good advice, folks. I'm telling you, cops, you don't realize how much stuff in a matter of a few minutes pulling people over they have to have go through their heads. It says, don't argue or plead your case. The roadside is not a place to conduct a hearing. To do so is a guaranteed losing situation. I have never argued with a cop about the speed that I was going.
No.
Never. So all you do is get your story added to the cop's list of 10 best excuses. The courts will decide, not the cops. Remember, officers are usually not required to show you the readout on the radar gun for their safety and yours. Yeah. Well, that's a different kind of radar gun.
That's down in Tennessee.
No, it's not. It's actually it's being worked on right now at MIT. That's how stupid you are.
What rate of speed you were going?
Yeah. No, it's I got you on the radar gun.
No, it's a radar. It's called the Raider. R-A-I-D-E-R.
R-A-T-E-R.
Yeah, like Raider.
Oh, okay.
We're going to raid the speeders. We're going to raid them. It's like a raid. Apprehend the criminals.
Oh, a raider. We're a raider.
The code name for it, and it's in the works now at MIT. I have some context. It's called the Raider. And I slipped and I let out. It's probably very confidential information.
Oh.
Yeah. And numbskulls thought I made a mistake.
Right.
You're stupid. They're not required to show you the readout. It says be inconspicuous. If you make a fuss, the officer is more likely to remember you when you go to trial. Oh, yeah, that's the a-hole that made a big fuss. Keep your copy of the ticket. Well, I guess. It says if your speed was recorded on radar or some other speed measurement device, you should request the make, model, and serial number of the device. Ooh, this is good. And the serial number of the calibration instrument for radar, that would be the tuning forks.
Whoa!
Okay, this is good.
Well, you have to keep a copy of the ticket anyway, because you either have to, it tells you where to mail in the fine if you choose to do that, which I wouldn't do, or you have to give it to your attorney.
And it says you have the right to ask for that only if he has given you a ticket. If he's given you a ticket, you have the right to ask for the make, model, and serial number of the device that they used, and the serial number of the calibration instrument. I'm afraid if I did that, you know what? I think this guy'd go, what did you ask me for? What did you... Get out of that car!
Don't ask for it if you know that you were speeding. If you have some doubt,
well, you know,
I guess,
what, though? If there's a history of incorrect readouts or malfunctions of certain equipment, you got a good lawyer, he can say, look here, I got 68 cases where that exact equipment malfunctions and doesn't read properly. There used to be a thing years ago with some of the radar detectors where a set of keys would set it off, and a jingling or a certain frequency of metal would cause it to give an incorrect readout. And that stood up in court. It says, note the make and license plate of the officer's car. Look for ID numbers on the sides of the car. do not voluntarily agree to a search of your car. Now, see, this is very interesting. If the officer, don't voluntarily agree. If the officer has to ask for permission, it's likely that he does not have probable cause or reasonable suspicion to believe you have something illegal. If he had probable cause or reasonable suspicion, he wouldn't need to ask you. I'm going to read that again.
Really?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Do not voluntarily agree. So if he asks you,
yeah,
can
okay.
I search your car? You're supposed to say
no. You can say no.
You can say no, yeah.
Right, because he has
I got to tell you, that would, I've always said yes. I've had that happen a couple times. I said, you bet, have at it.
Oh, well, yeah, if you have nothing to hide, most people have nothing to hide.
Yeah, but if you say, no, you can't, doesn't that make it sound
pretty
like
much.
You got
it
something
It sounds like, yeah, it does
But this says
like.
The advice they say is, they say, don't voluntarily agree. Because if he has to ask you for permission, it's likely he doesn't have probable cause or reasonable suspicion to believe you have something illegal. If he had,